This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. France's ambassador to Australia left Canberra on Saturday, having been recalled by Paris amid a diplomatic row over a cancelled submarine deal. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
French envoy Jean-Pierre Thibault left Canberra on Saturday after Paris recalled its ambassadors to the United States and Australia.
I think this has been a huge mistake.
A diplomatic row erupted on Thursday. That was when Australia said it would scrap a $40 billion deal signed in 2016 for France's naval group to build a fleet of conventional submarines. Instead, Australia said it would build at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines with US and British technology after striking a trilateral security partnership. France called that a stab in the back. Australia said it regretted the recall of the French ambassador. But it valued the relationship with France and would keep engaging with Paris on other issues.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Greece on Saturday inaugurated the first of 5 new closed migrant camps opposed by rights groups who say the strict access measures are too restrictive. Barbed wire fencing surrounds the new camp on the island of Samos, which includes surveillance cameras, X-ray scanners, and magnetic doors. NGOs and aid groups, however, have raised concerns about the new camp's structure in isolated places and residents' confinement. Mireille Girard is the UNHCR representative in Greece.
People have also heard the word closed centers, and they're concerned about that. So it's very important to demonstrate to them that these facilities will be truly open, that they will be able to commute.
Some 45 NGOs and civil society groups urged the EU and the Greek government to